live from the HananiahAutos.com studio. This is Jaguars Monday.
Jaguars Monday.
Presented by Kangaroo Express. Jaguars Monday with J.P. Shadrick, Jaguars great Tony Baselli, and CBSSports.com senior writer Pete Prisco is sponsored by Ticket Exchange and by Everbank.
Bring me some chocolate pudding.
Jaguars Monday starts right now.
From the HananiahAutos.com studio at Everbank Field, Jaguars Monday. Labor Day edition, J.P. Shadrick, pride of the Jaguars left tackle Tony Baselli, senior NFL
senior columnist. Senior. That's right, because I've been there the longest.
Columnist, CBS Sports. Pete Prisco is here.
Ready? How many years do you think I've been there now?
I can tell you exactly how many years you've been there. You've been there 15 years.
Bingo.
Wow.
Jeez, are you stalking me?
Nice. I just remember when you left here.
Yeah, I left before you.
You left in 2000.
Yeah.
Did you celebrate?
That was the year you left.
I left in 2000.
One.
2002.
Two. What's that?
No, did you celebrate when he left town?
No, because we got another guy, I'm not going to say his name on
was
the air.
Was it Hobbit?
I'm not saying his name on the air, who I felt was not always accurate in some of the quotes.
Rank the beat writers who've been here as the number one beat
writers.
Oh, I
like this game. Yes.
I mean, it goes without saying I'm number one. I don't even care. It's not even close. I used to tell Michael Wright that all the time. I go, come on, you're not even a conversation.
Pete was one.
See?
Okay, there's one.
Now, Osher's in there, too, because he was the beat guy for a little while.
Guy?
He was there after I left. He didn't want to do it, but he had to do it for like six months.
I don't remember him being the beat guy.
Yeah, he had to do it. He was forced to do it.
I Ron O'Harlan, probably number two.
Okay. You're eliminating Osher. You're being...
Yeah. He I never thought he was
only there for 6 months.
Yeah, I never viewed him as the beat guy.
Okay.
He didn't meet the minimum standards.
Well, I'll be honest. I didn't know he was even the beat guy.
After I left.
By the season came, he wasn't the beat guy.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So,
or was he? Did he do the next year?
It was
Hubbage.
I'm not saying who.
Go ahead. So you're at two.
Am I wrong?
No.
Thank you.
You're at two.
That's two.
Who else has been a beat writer here?
Michael Wright. Tanya.
Tanya would be three. I don't even know who Michael Wright is because I wasn't here with Michael.
You know Michael.
He's with ESPN now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, ESPN Chicago.
He's by default last because I wasn't here with him. I was around when Tanya was here.
You weren't on the team when
I was around doing this. And around.
Vito.
I probably put Vito just because before Tanya.
And that's it, right? I think that's it.
That's
and then,
about right, yeah.
Yeah. I'll say this. I think Vito was great. He's done a great job. Tanya was good. I think Ryan's really good.
I do, too.
It was a different day when Pete was here because they covered it different.
Yeah.
And so it's not, I mean, they're all good writers.
We look for stuff.
It was just, there was no Twitter, there was nothing. So, I mean, what happened? If you wanted to know anything that happened here, it was Pete.
Right.
And then what was John's role?
John was like the feature guy.
Feature guy, yeah.
He was the feature guy.
And Bianchi was the columnist.
The columnist who would write a column and then not show up the next day. You should see. This is a true story.
Yeah.
I can't remember where it was. They played a game.
Bianchi's good. He's talented.
Yeah, he's really talented. They played a game.
He's
and
annoying
somewhere
as heck
they got,
on the radio,
they got
though.
The heck beat out of him or something, and Bianchi just lit him up. I'm lighting him up. That's what you know. Hey, I'm going to light him up. Okay, Bianchi, light him up. And then on the way home, on the plane, he's like, I'm not going in there today. I'm going home. And I go, what do you mean you're not going? You're not going. He said, no, I'm not going. I go, you write the column. And then you're not going to go show your face in the locker room? Hit and run. And he didn't go.
No.
That's one thing about me. I always show my face.
Oh, yeah. He ain't scared.
Pete would hit you and then show up and say, I'm going to hit you again.
Right. It didn't matter to me.
It didn't matter. But Bianchi was talented. I used to read it. I loved his
call. Bianchi's writing. I mean, Bianchi was
as annoying as heck on the radio. I'd like to slap him sometimes on the radio. But he is good. He's a good writer, man. He is a really good writer.
He sent me something the other day on Twitter.
Like, I'm surprised he hasn't gone into even a bigger market.
He's got the radio show now.
Is that why?
Yeah, he likes it down there.
Like, he could be a columnist in Los Angeles.
Oh, he could be a columnist anywhere.
I mean,
Mike is as talented a writer and funny as there is. I mean, he's just really good. We had a great staff up there. But the other day, he sends me something. Remember last week, Lawrence Phillips.
Is he still on the Tebow?
No, but it wasn't him, but I got back at him with that. But Lawrence Phillips got guilty of killing his...
Not guilty, charged.
Charged with killing his cellmate.
Inmate, yeah.
It was, what, R.J. Soward's cousin
or first degree murder charge. I don't know, if you're in a cell, and it's just the two of you, and only one's alive when you wake up, I'm not sure who else did it.
Well, you're also not sure if he was defending himself or not.
Right, that's the big thing was it first degree murder or was it defense? And they charged him with first degree. That means
Bianchi
gets indicted. He's never leaving.
Bianchi puts on Twitter. He goes, "This is the guy Prisco thought the Jaguars should draft in
96,
Kevin Hardy's year." So I said, "No, let me tell you a story about." And I told him this story. That year, the Jaguars were going to take him.
Yeah.
They went to...
We all thought he was going to be the guy.
They went to Nebraska. They had a contract to because they had already decided that Keyshawn...
Right.
Who was it? Keyshawn Jets. Got taken by the Jets.
Yeah.
They had a contract ready for him to sign because Keyshawn had signed his. Or, you know, this was the deal was going to be. And when they were there in Nebraska, they found something else. And I was sitting... I'll never forget this. I was sitting in my house late on Friday, and Coughlin called me. And he said, We're not taking Lawrence Phillips, but I'm not going to tell you why. He's just not taking it. So I put that out there, and he later told me that, but they found something else.
You know why?
Huh?
You know why they didn't?
Why?
No, I
don't know, but it was another incident with, remember he had the battery charge against something along, I don't know the exact reason. But then I told them, this is a true story, and Osher will vouch for this because he was there. Tom Coughlin compared Lawrence Phillips to Jim Brown. True. That's how much he liked Lawrence Phillips.
Wow. Well, you remember that year, senior, he was dominant.
Oh, he was unbelievable.
Couldn't tackle him.
He would have been a great, great player if he had
his head
out
straight.
Of trouble.
Yeah.
But they ended up taking Kevin Hardy.
Wow.
There's our history.
History lesson for the week.
Thankfully.
Right. There's a lot of those. There's the old Curtis Enos one.
Yep. We took Fred Taylor instead of Curtis Enos.
Right.
Wow.
And Coughlin was on the phone with the Chicago Bears screaming at Mark Hatley, "You have to make this deal!" And he never made the deal because Coughlin was going up to trade for Curtis Enos.
Yep. They took Fred instead.
Sometimes the best moves you make are the ones you don't make.
The other two were they had transition tags on Quinton Coriott and
Spellman.
And Spellman. The Jags offered both of them big money.
Mm-mm. You're forgetting one.
Okay, well, those
Todd Light was in that same
Todd
year.
Todd Light. They offered big money, all three of them. And their respective clubs matched all the deals. And so the Jags didn't get him, which ended up being a blessing.
And
now, Quinton Coriott would probably have been a good player.
And they had Aeneas Williams, too, that year, and he decided to go back to Arizona.
That would have been nice to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes the best moves
Aeneas would have been – Hall of Fame corner would have been nice to have.
But sometimes the best moves you make are the ones you don't. And, you know, that's like people right now are killing the Jaguars. Why didn't they go out and get defensive end help? Why didn't they go get pass rush help off the waiver wire? I went through and looked at the
waiver
wire. There's nothing.
What are you going to get?
No.
Zero.
Nothing.
I mean, it is what it is. They got to play with what they have.
Has Freeney signed with anyone?
No.
Yeah.
He's going to wait until after. They'll wait until after so I don't have to guarantee
a salary
and then he'll play after the first week.
Well,
interesting stuff, isn't it?
It's crazy.
God, it's fun. Oh, yeah.
It's
fun
week stuff. One, finally. It's
hey,
a
man,
real
baby.
Thank goodness.
Oh, God, the preseason is so bad.
Yeah. Pete's college football season's over.
It's over. It's dead done.
It's all over.
Dead done.
Yeah.
It's done. It's finished.
You guys went from several people picking you to be in the Final Four to losing week one and being done.
Well, let me ask you this. And this
they're
is
not
a,
done,
this
though.
Isn't going to happen. Oh, they're done. This isn't going to happen, but if they ran the table in the Pac-12 and won the whole thing, they'd get in?
Yes.
They're done. They stink.
But Ohio State, I mean, that's what Ohio State
The coach
State
is bad. I don't care what anybody says. I don't like the coach. I don't like Todd Graham. His wristbands and headsets.
You would have loved him if he'd have won.
No, I don't.
I never
liked him. I don't like him. I think the offensive coordinator, to be honest with you, is a little overrated, too, Mike Norvell.
Yeah, they if they went out.
I'll root for USC. If USC beats
We play
ASU,
like 2 weeks, don't we?
3 weeks. If ASU doesn't beat USC, I'll become a Trojan fan. I'll root for the Pac-12. I'm not rooting for this
UCLA
stuff around here.
UCLA's pretty good, too.
Huh?
UCLA's pretty good, too.
Quarterback's good, huh? That true freshman? Yeah. Ooh, he can spin that ball.
Yes, he can.
So, you're happy Alabama won?
Yeah, Bama boys. Good game.
And, you know,
Henry's a monster.
At some point, ASU's going to have to start paying people like everybody else does.
Whatever.
SC does not do that.
Everybody does.
Yeah, we don't
to
do
some
that
degree
anymore.
Come on, the SEC.
I don't know. Anyway,
I went to the Florida State game. Went my first college game this year.
Do you sit in the stands or do you get on the field? Do you stand?
No,
on the
I thankfully have a lot of friends here in Jacksonville,
right?
That have boxes.
Oh, so you were up in the box
for the lightning delay? Yeah,
yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
What do you think about them?
I looked at halftime. I'll be honest with you, I didn't really watch much of it.
No, it's not. I mean, they're not playing anybody.
No, and I was hanging out with friends and talking, and you talk about eating? It was ugly. Yeah. I had a hot dog at halftime before I left just because it was there.
You know.
No, I wasn't even hungry. I was kind of full.
This hot dog
looked good.
That's going to be the title of your biography, Hot Dogs at Halftime.
You know what's funny is I got excited to watch the game Saturday night because they were playing somebody. I'm sure you did because they were playing somebody. They lost, but I'd rather go play. I'd rather watch them play somebody than beat some New Mexico State by 45 points or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see. Played Arkansas State.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even get it on here.
No, we don't have the Pac-12 network. It's terrible.
I mean, Alabama's
does anyone have the Pac-12 network? I mean, how do you get that? I need to find that.
I think on Comcast maybe, but on DirecTV, you don't.
Deal for it, though.
I know, DirecTV, you don't have it.
Yeah. So.
So college football season's over for me.
It's over.
But we're on to that's what I mean. I sent out a tweet the other day.
It's on to the
NFL and work. That's what it is. Yep. And that's, by the way, college football is a nice little dish.
You don't even like college football.
I watch more college football than anybody.
I know, but you love.
I love the NFL.
You love the NFL.
Yes,
you like college. That's what
I
like don't love college. You
no,
like
I watch
college
for the most part to see who's going to the NFL.
That's exactly right.
That's right. That's what I do.
We're, around here.
They love it. They live it.
Yeah, it's. Especially in these small college towns. There's nothing else.
But there's nothing like the NFL, baby.
Sunday? Thursday night?
Can't wait.
Cranks up Thursday night.
Two on Monday next week?
Oh, that's
I
right.
can never stay up for the second one. I fall asleep.
49. See, this is my last visit here in the studio. I'll be down there. But, yeah, it'll be a late one. That's going to be late.
You love it. Huh? You'll be hopped up on caffeine.
Oh, I'll be watching every bit of it.
There's no telling what you take to get yourself ready for those games. You're on a Fed.
Probably the same stuff you used to take before games.
You're on a Fed-Rin.
The same stuff you used to take. Rip Fuel.
He's on uppers.
Rip Fuel. You remember Rip Fuel?
Yeah, I remember Rip Fuel. He's taking greenies and everything else. Pete, it's football!
Red Bull, greenies, Rip Fuel.
He's all jacked up in that CBS.
He glossed over that when I said, remember Rip Fuel? You go, oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah. You took Rip Fuel. Everybody took Rip Fuel.
It was legal.
Yeah. Bad, though.
Was it ephedrine? Was it,
I actually
right?
did a whole story on that. It was one molecule away from ephedrine.
Was it?
I mean, from, what do you call it?
Speed?
Yeah.
One molecule short.
It was
bad. I remember I took it. I used to take it and,
work out.
And one day I went running, and I'm running around. I come back, and then later on I'm sitting there, and I'm like, ooh. This isn't good. My heart started racing like crazy.
Yeah.
And it was bad. A lot of NFL. Brett Favre used to take like 15 of them a day. It got bad. I did a whole thing on it, and kids died. And then finally, they it's still around, but they kind of regulated it or something.
Well, yeah. Kids shouldn't be taking that stuff.
No,
I mean,
hell
if,
no.
If you want, I mean, personally, it's not illegal, is it?
No.
No. So if you're in the NFL and you want to take it, you know the risk. Take it. But kids shouldn't be taking that stuff. Parents shouldn't let kids take that stuff.
Mm.
When you're, I mean, if you're, I mean. That's what you want to do in the NFL. Go
but
for
yes,
it.
I will be amped up for football this week. I'm excited.
It's going to be a good week. I'm excited. Can't wait for Sunday here.
Yes.
It's going to be. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting into my routine where I watch film of the opposing team. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
And I saw we did our expert picks at CBS. And
yes.
5 of 8 picking the Jaguars. They followed me.
Really?
Yeah. Because I picked them.
Yeah, the Jags are going to win this.
I think they win the first 2.
Think so? Huh?
I do.
Calling it right here, right now.
Let's go through the first one first, Pete, before we start going first.
Okay, Coach Baselli. Is that not coach speak right there?
He flipped the switch right there.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
I'm a coach.
Yeah, I know, but we don't. What, you can't look ahead? Let me just ask you this out of curiosity. What does looking ahead do? If you looked at the whole, if Tony Baselli's playing football for the Jacksonville Jaguars again, and you're sitting at your locker, and you get out the schedule, and you go, let's look at the schedule, and you start looking ahead, what does that do?
Nothing.
Okay.
No, but I'm saying as a player, I'll be honestly, when the schedule came out in the offseason, I would look ahead, and all I'd look at is
who you're playing,
what right ends I had to play.
Right.
And how hard is
but you looked ahead.
I'd look and say, 10-sack guy, 15-sack guy, fish. Fish, 10-sack guy, 15 guy, fish. And I'd go through the schedule.
But you looked
ahead. And for everyone who says fish means you can't play.
Yeah, but you looked ahead.
Yeah, but then – once I got into the regular, Pete, I'm being honest with you.
You never said in the regular season. You never said it's week 3. Next week we go here, and then we got to go on the road.
No, so I'm just telling you, not because I was afraid it wasn't getting me ready, or it was going to affect me. It's because I was focused on not even focused. You know the NFL. It's like if you're a player, it's just about that day. I was worried about
life is about that.
That's
day.
That's my point.
But part of you looks to the future.
The only time I look to the future. The only time is the one when we had a Thursday game. We went Sunday, Thursday, and then I looked at that. I'm like, okay, what we got ahead of us? And then maybe in 96 when we start getting on a
figuring
run,
out the playoffs.
What do we got to do there? At the end of the year, yeah, when you're in playoff hunt, you start looking ahead, like who's doing what? What do we got to do? But like the beginning of the season.
But if you did look ahead, does it have any impact whatsoever?
No, none.
Thank you.
Zero, in my opinion.
I agree. 100%. Means nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like bulletin board material.
I do worry about high school kids, though, sometimes. We coach high school kids and them worrying about – if you're playing a bad team and they're worried about – like in college, I think it's almost more important. Because if you're playing a bad team and then you have a really good team you're playing the next week and everyone's worried about the really good team and this bad team comes up and bites you. In the NFL, they're all good.
Episcopal, don't listen to Coach Pacelli. Look ahead.
Hey, we're 2-0, baby. We had a big win Friday night, Pete. Big win.
Jaguars are on the field today. We'll come back in a moment and get you caught up on all the injury news for the Jags. Hey, the Panthers are banged up a little bit, too.
They're hurting.
Good.
Get back to football. Be here at Everbank for the start of the 15 regular season. The Jags face Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers this Sunday. Seats available. Visit Jaguars.com/tickets for more information. This is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
We ran them yesterday, which we haven't. Usually we gave them 3 days off. The last 2 years, this year we brought them back yesterday. Ran them today, good practice, more business-like. But I think Wednesday, generally the years that I've been involved with it, when you see them come back Wednesday, the focus and, you know, you really sense that, okay, it's like getting over the hump on Tuesday, the players' day off. So I anticipate we'll see it more. Although we told our players, it should be our mindset shouldn't change now. You know, it's not, okay, now let's get going. Well, hopefully we are going all through preseason as well.
Head coach Gus Bradley earlier today after the Jaguars practice just outside of Everbank Field. Jaguars Monday rolls along. JP Shadrick.
Hey, I'm sorry, JP. We don't care who we are. Everyone knows us. Were they in pads today?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember. I'll be quite honest with you. I was out there for 10 minutes.
You don't remember what they were wearing?
No, I don't.
Come on, JP.
He ran them a little bit yesterday. Got them back into it today. And it was a lighter work today.
They ran yesterday.
They ran yesterday.
Wow, most teams aren't in on Sundays.
Yeah.
No.
That's what Gus
said. A lot of people got the weekend off.
Yeah.
So
you like that they ran on Sunday?
I don't really care. I'm more worried about the I'd like to see them. The problem is we only have 14 total padded practices for the year.
So they probably didn't hit today.
If I was a head coach, though, I'd use two this week. Because if you wait till Wednesday, it means you're not. It's 7 days without hitting.
No, they play. For the veterans. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they did.
Seven days. So I would hit them. I would have hit them today and Wednesday. As a football player, without the pads on for 7 days, that's a long time.
Well, he'll hit once.
Okay, so you're gonna be. Listen, I'm not a head coach. But I would have hit him.
You would have been in the old days. You would have been in three times.
Oh, in the old days, he gave us actually Saturday, Sunday, Monday off.
Came back Tuesday.
And then we went straight Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Boy, you're talking about a long week. We hit Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Full pads, full contact, 3 days. Take the pads off Friday. That was
brutal.
I hated that first week. You had the 3 days off, but I was like three straight days of just grinding. Like, let's go. I'm ready to play.
Like they said on Hard Knocks, though, imagine if you had to work for a living.
Oh, it was
Did you see that?
I say all the time, I go back right now.
Yeah, of course.
Right now. Even if I had to go back to what we did back then. Right. I'm not even talking about going back right now to this. Right. Like, beautiful this is.
To the madness. Yeah.
Right now. Sign me up. Give me the pill that allows me to go take it. As long as I can pass the drug test, give me the pill.
Injury updates today. Sindarik Marks was actually on the field day off to the side, but
he
ain't playing this week. Julius Thomas, of course, a few weeks out.
I don't think Sindarik plays next week either. I don't know that, but I'm just saying if I was betting.
I'd be surprised if he doesn't play if it's not October or something, right? First of October, wouldn't you think?
I guess.
Why rush it?
Well, because you need.
I know they need him. Yeah, but there's always you don't want to rush it.
No, I agree. You got to make sure he's ready. And listen, that's one thing this group won't do. They're not going to rush him.
Right, because it's not about as much as they want to win games this year. It's about if God forbid if something happened again, you want him to be healthy for next year.
Yeah.
Others not expected to go, of course, Julius Thomas, Andre Brancher out. Did not practice today. Michael Bennett with a light right leg contusion. Nothing major, it sounded like there. Marquise Lee with a hamstring. He's 50-50 to go on Sunday. Reynolds Walters out as well. Toby Gerhart limited today, but back on the field. And T.J. Yeldon and Jonathan Cyprian both full practice today. So Cyprian is going to go.
It's a big year for him.
I think it's a big year for him. The Lee thing, 50-50, I hope he can play. I think that would be a huge bonus to this team.
That's another one you can't rush, though.
No, and you don't know. I mean, I mean, really, soft hamstring, soft tissue injury, hamstring. It's one of those things. You get him out there and see how he feels, and you make the call from there.
What did you – we didn't talk about the cuts much at all. Anything surprise you?
Armbrister beating out Jeremiah George. I thought, you know, Armbrister size, range – speed, I think obviously has a lot more upside, but they were so thin at linebacker, and Jeremiah George has played in the NFL. I thought maybe he'd win out that job and put Armbrister on practice squad. So him winning that job, I actually thought Lawson had won the job.
But he got hurt. Though.
But he got hurt. But they said he was cleared. He cut uninjured, cleared the waivers, and then he's on the practice squad. Just from everything, the reps and how they're doing the rotation. I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch enough of him specifically, him against Josh Evans specifically. So this is not me evaluating the strong safety position, but watching it from reps and who went and when and how they were managing the situation, you got the sense that Lawson had stepped above Josh Evans, and then they keep Evans and cut Lawson.
What about keeping the speed? I thought that was interesting. They kept the speed. They kept Nick Marshall. They kept Corey Grant.
Nick Marshall didn't surprise me. Listen, he's your fifth corner. If you have to play your fifth corner in this league, you're in trouble.
Right.
He's a guy, I think, who has a ton of upside, and he's a good teams player. You watch him at gunner. He's very good at gunner. He can back up, return, either punt and kickoff. And I think he's a guy who can play in this league. I mean, I think he's one of those guys you look at like, listen, he's good enough on teams to keep him. He helps us there. Probably not going to use him as a fifth corner, but he has real upside as a defensive back.
That's a good run.
He can fly. I think ultimately where I'd like to see him play, again, I'm not a defensive back coach. I mean, so this is a little bit of a fan speaking. But watching, I think he'd be – his ball skills. Listen to everything that Dave says, Gus says about him, his great ball skills. You watch him, great ball skills. He's aware, goes after it. His height, his length, his speed and range. Now, I'd love to see him in center field.
I'd move him in there. I'd take a look at him. And just like I take that Nate Sterling kid, I would have blown him up 25 pounds and made him
Well, he's going to be on the practice squad. That's why they are.
I tell him. I tap him and say, hey, dude, you want to make some money? Put on 20 pounds. Then he's what, 6'5 and 260?
I don't even think he has to do that. No, he's about 235 right now. Put on 10. Put on 15. Get to 250.
Make him a move tight end. You can have a chance in this league.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how about the offensive line cuts?
You watch him in that last preseason game. Sterling, I'm talking about, showed good hands.
Yeah.
Caught it without outside of his body, hand catches. I thought it's like, hey, this guy, you know, put some weight on him. We got a chance.
You mentioned the speed, Corey Grant. Gus said today that he is the kick returner.
Well, yeah, that's why they kept him.
Oh, he flies.
Yeah,
that's why they kept him. They haven't had that. In the history of this franchise, they haven't had that guy ever.
What? Kick returner?
An explosive kick returner. Reggie Barlow was pretty good, but he wasn't explosive.
No. We've had speed like Corey Grant before, but never translated to the field.
Who?
Alvis Whitted.
Yeah. He didn't. He was fast, but he wasn't a good returner, though.
What did I just say? I said we've had speed like that, but it were translated to the field.
Alvis Whitted, we go run up the middle, and he go, oh!
He can fly, though.
Isn't he a coach? He's a coach now,
I
think.
I don't know. He can fly.
Yeah. But that kind of little, quick, fast, explosive return, man, they haven't had that ever. In the history of this.
I'm trying to think. Mojo is the best kick returner this franchise ever had in his rookie year.
Right.
He was a great kick returner, but. And he was explosive.
Yeah.
So probably Mojo would be the closest.
Yeah.
Mojo was a great kicker.
But he wasn't as fast as this kid.
No, but he was a better runner. Fast,
yeah. Right.
Like Mojo was, you put him back there, and he caught it, and he read it like a running back, and which we know he was a great running back, and he was dangerous.
So
and that's when he could run, too. He could run away from
the cuts were pretty standard.
Like we always say, Pete, you could have made the cuts. Of the 53, you could have made 48
of them.
Before the camp started.
The only ones that weren't were Armbrister, Grant.
Sam Young making it. That's because Wells got hurt.
Right.
And Pazdor not winning a job, so Shatley having a better camp.
Right.
Those are
and
the
then,
two.
And then Marshall, Nick Marshall, Corey Grant,
yep.
and Armbrister.
Yeah, I mean, there's
that's
no, well,
it.
Lawson had a chance, I think, to beat
yeah.
out.
But those are the ones.
A handful,
but those
yeah.
are the ones. Other than that, it was pretty standard.
Load of Lele's, him making it.
What did Chatley do? Did you watch the tape of that disaster the other night?
No. I have a rule, hard and fast rule. Like, I don't break for anything. I don't watch the fourth preseason game more than
I watched.
More than
I watched
once.
Parts of it, and I'm
no,
like,
I can't.
I can't
watched
watch
it live, Pete. I watched it live. I was there. It's all its glory. It's a one time thing.
Yep. How about Stephen Morris played himself yep. onto the Eagles roster, and in place of a certain left handed quarterback who wasn't good enough. There was an irony of irony there.
I am happy for Stephen Morris.
But you got to admit, there's a little bit of irony in there.
It was
even when he's released, when he's released, and then he gets released, and they replace him with a guy in Stephen Morris, who's a Jaguars cut.
I know this. You loved it, and you enjoyed
it. It was hysterical.
Only because following you on Twitter, I knew exactly how you felt.
I told you, Pete, never change.
You did. I said the.
Oh, I read it. I saw his. I loved it. I'm smart.
You know why?
I'm smart enough not to respond because I don't want to get into it.
The kid might be a good kid and all that, but that doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with
NFL,
this. Is the National Football
League. No one cares.
Nobody cares. He just can't play. And look, if he made it, we would have applauded him, but there was no way he was ever made. There was no way he was ever making that team. And then Thursday night, they all come out. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. And I said, look at Stephen Morris. He's doing the same thing. They're playing against bouncers and bartenders.
I saw that as well.
If
but back to Chatley. Chatley played yeah. well all preseason.
So should he start? Again, we're going to go back to that.
Not yet.
Ooh, that's progress.
That's a cliffhanger.
We got to move in the right direction.
Let's come back and talk offensive line with Tony Maselli. That's his favorite topic. You'll never miss a Jaguars kickoff when you ride the JTA Stadium shuttle. Service begins 2 hours before the game and runs until 1 hour after the game ends. The JTA Stadium shuttle, your ride to Jaguars action. Offensive line talk with Tony Maselli and Pete Prisco. It's Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
You know, I think that we felt with the depth of our team, where some of those injuries are and the depth that we have on our team, we'll be in good shape. We'll be in good shape. And now it just causes us, to get guys ready at multiple positions possibly. You know, like at wide receiver spot, we might have guys like Nick Marshall taking receiver reps. You know, you could see some things like that take place just so that we don't tax our guys that are going to be playing.
Gus Bradley earlier today, a lot of injuries. Some guys nicked up here or there, so he's talking about the preparation this week, getting ready for Sunday's game against Carolina. J.P. Shadrick, Pete Prisco, Tony Baselli, Jaguars Monday.
New Tony Baselli today.
Yeah, a new guy. You've changed your outlook
that
on life.
That didn't last long, did it?
No.
Nope. Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
How have I changed?
Because last week you said you're going to go through the rest of your life eating whatever the heck you want.
And that's not going to change.
Well, you just said you're changing. Now you're on a diet.
No, I'm on a diet.
You just said you're not going to eat any sugar. You're not going to eat any dessert. You're not
going to
eat fried food.
I'm going to put the desserts away for a while. I've had enough
desserts. Just the desserts.
Yeah, and like
bread,
soda,
well,
caffeine.
I was eating like a loaf and a half of bread at restaurants last night. I went out. I had probably a loaf and a half.
Like a small little baby?
So I was at Cheesecake Factory. You know that they come out? All right, cheesecake last night was so good.
So
I ate like a loaf and a half.
So that
and with the butter, I
so that
up the
that
butter.
Euphoria that you felt over that you said you love so much.
I do love it,
and you're done with it.
No, because there's in life, you get to a point of being excessive, and then it's like I've had enough for a while, so now I'm gonna go back off a little bit. Like I'm gonna have a milkshake tonight.
How long will it last? Yeah, but you said you're starting tomorrow, so you can go have whatever you want tonight.
Yeah. How long will it last? It's a very good chance by next Monday when we're sitting in here.
Well, again, I won't be here.
Well, so. You'll be on the phone, though.
Yeah.
That'll be.
I'm going to ask, though.
That'll have a milkshake in the studio.
So less than a week.
I don't know. Bring three milkshakes.
Bring three, yeah.
Or it could be
you're like me.
3 years from now.
But you're like me. You're like, okay, tomorrow's the day. It's going to be the day. I'm not eating anything, and then you get to like
you've gained some weight.
No, I'm going down.
No,
I have, but I'm going
not.
Down.
Then that shirt's too tight.
His shirt's not tight at all. What are you talking about? At least my shirt didn't sleep in it for three hours.
You look like you just rolled out of bed, Tony.
I did. I had a great nap today.
Hey, look, I've been around Tony Baselli for what now?
I celebrated
96 was the year you came
95.
Here.
95. 20 years.
So 20 years. Yeah. I've never seen him look worse than he did when he walked in here today.
Unshaven, hair's a mess.
He played full games and stuff and put on his pads and got beat up in 100-degree heat. And he never looked that bad. It's the worst I've ever seen you.
It's probably the food combined with the slumber.
Yes. Oh, it was great, though. I had football practice this morning. Went home, ate a little bit, took a shower.
Do you do anything at football practice? Like, do you run with the guys and stuff ever?
No, I yell. A lot of yelling.
You're a yeller. You're Mike Mazur, too.
No, not that bad. I'm a yeller, though. I'm loud.
Why do you run with the guys?
I got these fake hips, Pete, that really don't want me to.
I forgot about that. And fake shoulders and everything else.
No, the shoulders should be fake, but they're still there.
I did want to ask him one thing.
Yeah,
there's an article coming out about you, supposedly. Where is it? I haven't seen it yet. Have they done it yet?
What article?
The
Clark Hall, Judge? Yeah, it's already out.
It is?
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was last week.
How was it? I would have retweeted it.
He did a good job.
I think it's on the Jags website.
Jags put it out too.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll send you the link.
I took a great nap today. I was planning an hour nap, and then I was going to go to the beach. But 3 hours later, woke up, ate a little bit, came in.
Damn, I worked all day. I worked out, then I worked all day.
We're here, yeah.
Went to the track, got my track intervals in 100-degree heat.
I wish I was there to watch that. Who's the short, fat guy running on the track?
The guy who can at 55
That's fine.
The guy who can't at 40. There's a big difference.
I'm 43.
Are you? Today you look 50.
It would have been great to watch. It would have been great to watch your little stubby legs.
They're really stubby. They are stubby.
How many? I bet you it takes you 300 steps to run 100 yards.
No. I was an athlete.
That's awesome.
How many steps would it take you since you can't run? You're envious because I can run.
I need oxygen and a stretcher at the end of the 100.
You would need oxygen. Well, maybe.
Yeah. I could.
It's hot today. It was hot today. Really hot.
It's been humid lately. That's been
the
key.
It was hot on the turf. We have turf over at baseball.
Yeah, you got that field turf.
Hot.
10:30 in the morning, this morning. It was hot.
All access tonight on Channel 4. Zane Beatles is the guest tonight on television. That's on Channel 4. So DVR him. Stay with us and watch that a little bit.
No, you don't get
tonight stuff
like this anywhere.
It's awesome. No. It's awesome.
Let's stay on offensive line, though. You mentioned Sam Young won that job.
Yeah.
Pastor claimed by the Browns. Jeremiah George, by the way, claimed
by the
Bucs.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. I knew whoever got cut out of Pasdor and Young was getting claimed because there's not enough good offensive line this week. They had you talk about job security because they're both good football players.
Yeah.
In this
solid
league. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Good, solid football players.
And the backups.
They have experience, yes.
Yeah, sure. I mean, they're good. Yeah. I mean, Austin Pasdor is going to play if he stays healthy 10 years in this league.
As a backup.
Yeah. Can start if you need him at right tackle, play guard, either guard.
Like the right tackle in Cleveland ain't in great shakes either. Schwartz.
He might be able to beat him out.
Maybe he does. That's a good sign for Jacksonville, by the way, that the guys are getting picked up that have been released. That hasn't happened here in a while.
A long time.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So what do you think about the offensive line group?
Yep.
Somebody asked me, Tony.
I think it's one of the best offensive line groups we've had.
And I'm going to say this. Somebody asked me.
And how long?
Long time.
Since 07. That 07 group was good.
Yeah.
But with Vinny Manawai and.
They were really good inside. Really good inside.
Manawai and.
Meester and Uche.
Yeah, and then the tackles were
Pashos,
Eugene.
No, Pashos and the kid in I can't remember UW kid now in Oakland.
Oh, Khalif.
Khalif Barnes
was a good player.
Khalif was solid. He was probably the weakest of the five, but that was a good unit, and they were great at running the ball. Before that it was our group.
Somebody texted me. One of my bosses asked me today. Texted me and said, "Who are the 10 best offensive lines in the league?"
Jags are in there.
You know what? They are.
Jags are. They have a good unit. I'm telling you right now.
They're in there. And I thought about it for a second. I went through and.
Tell me a better right side.
It's hard. Well, Dallas's right side's pretty. Well.
Yeah. Okay, Dallas.
Okay. Dallas's best offensive line.
Yeah.
Green Bay's one of the better offensive lines in the league.
The right side of this offensive line.
Philly. But let's go see if there are 10. Tell me if you agree with me. 10. Philly.
This group's right side's better than Philly's.
Yes. But. Philly.
Jason Peters is better left tackle.
Cleveland, who has the best left side in the league.
Yep.
Who else did I put in there? Not Miami, not Tampa, not Atlanta, not New Orleans, not Carolina. Oh, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati is a good group. They probably have Andre Smith's healthy, right?
Yes. And probably down weight, too. Looks good.
Them or Dallas have the best two tackle tandems in the league?
I'd say Cincinnati does, because I think Andre Smith is better than – significantly better than Free, I think. Or he's better than Free.
Yes.
And Tyron Smith is better than Whitworth, but not much better.
But Whitworth is more consistent.
Right, right. Tyron Smith has more ability.
And
Whitworth
he's
more consistent.
More dominating as far as –
Who are the other ones?
We don't need to go through all 32 teams.
No, I'm just going through the 10
that I said. It's a different feel. Yeah.
This is a top 10 offensive line, without a doubt.
Oh, Ravens, Texans. Texans line is good.
Who's their right side, though, now?
Well, the right side, Brandon Brooks is a good guard, and the right tackle's Newton, solid.
They're average.
Dwayne Brown's good. I mean, they're good. They're not great. Steelers.
Who's the center now? Who's the center, Houston? Now that Myers is gone.
Yeah, it's brain fart. Pouncey's out, but the Steelers have a good line.
Yep.
Raiders have an underrated line.
Yeah, but the bottom line of this.
Jacksonville's in the top 10,
which is great.
You can make a case for it.
You wouldn't have said this last year.
No.
And I'll say the right side is as good as any right side in football.
The left side needs to be better, period.
But the left side's not as bad as they get.
No, but if the left side was better, then it would be really a good line.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Jaguars Monday, J.P. Shadrick, Pete Prisco, Tony Boselli. This is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
We did vote for captains with special teams. It's Brian Anger was voted. On offense, it was Blake Bortles and Mercedes Lewis, and on defense was Puz. It's going to take everybody, though. We talk about our leadership, it involves everybody. So being a captain, what a great opportunity for these guys. It shows the respect the players have for them, and they know what they can count on during good times and bad, and there's a certain responsibility that comes with it. But like I told the team, everybody's going to have a big part of this, and I think they take ownership in that.
Gus Bradley earlier today announcing team captains voted in by the team. J.P. Shadrick, Pete Prisco.
You know who the captains
Tony
are?
Bissell.
You know who the leaders are? The good players. That's who the leaders are. If your quarterback's good, he's the leader. If your quarterback stinks, he's not the leader. If your left tackle's good, he's a leader. If your left tackle stinks, he's not a leader.
You know, we never voted for captains when Tom was here.
He appointed them?
Every
week. That's right. He went week by week. Yeah, he didn't want to act like he was playing favorites. Little did anybody know that he did every week.
Well, you know what the funny thing was? For 2 years, I was a captain every game.
You were his favorite. You were like, in Hard Knocks, they make those jokes about J.J. Watt getting preferential treatment all the time and stuff.
He does.
And you did when you were here.
No.
Yes. When you home, when you hurt your knee in Green, in Stevens Point, they flew him home on a private plane.
Okay. Whoa.
It's true.
Wow.
No, but. No, but.
Got him.
Well, I did get him.
No, this is where no one got any preference here, whether you're a great player or not. You did, during practice, I never got a Veterans Day off. Never.
No, but.
Never got a day off.
I left the Times Union, I had a story written called Grunts First Stars, and that never saw the light of day. And there were certain grunts that didn't get the preferential treatment.
But my point is when it came to practice, like now they take care of veterans.
Right.
I'll never forget my last year here. Never forget it. I had my shoulder was really bothering me. Practice in the morning. Went and got an MRI during lunch. Injected with dye my shoulder so they could see it. Came back and practiced full in the afternoon.
Oh yeah, I mean, he wasn't like that, but there were. You gotta admit,
tell me there's any preference.
But there were guys that got hurt and they had to practice because they had a bruise and it turned into a hole in his leg.
I'd like to move on.
I mean,
let's talk about this left side, JP.
Oh, now you want to talk about the left side all of a sudden?
Let's talk about the left side, JP.
But captains, back to captains. I think it's one of the most overrated things, and I say this because I'm a self-starter in everything I do. I don't need somebody telling me what to do, how to do it, when to do it. I just do it. You were probably the same way all your life.
Yeah.
You just did it. You didn't need rah-rah guy in front of you going, come on, guys, let's go do it. You just did it.
Yeah, I mean, it's your job.
Captains are overrated.
I disagree with Pete there, but I mean, because not everyone is a self-starter.
Then that's why coaches make $5 million a year.
All right. I'm not going to win this argument. I've had this argument with Pete.
You have, and you never win it. You never win it.
No, I think I win. You're just an idiot who just banged his head against the wall.
Let's talk. We promised left side of the line talk.
Yeah, just it's a thumping sound.
Top 10 offensive line, you guys say, and if the left side played better, it could be even higher than that, right?
They're not going to get to 5 or 7 or something like that, but they could. If by the end of this year.
At the end of the year, they could play well.
If Jokel takes the right steps and whatever happens at left guard, whoever plays there, gets better, whoever it is, then.
Well, Zane right now.
Right, well, whoever it is by the end of the year, they could have an actually pretty darn good offensive line. And they're pretty young, too.
Right now, they're pass blocking better than run blocking, though. Now, in the preseason, it's hard to run the ball sometimes because it's hard to get in a rhythm. Because the run, when you watch a team that's good at running, they might get 2, 3, 1, 5, 1, 2, but they keep on at it in the third quarter. It's 5, 8, 4, 10. That's how you run the ball in this league. In the preseason, you don't get to do that. That's an offensive lineman. And this is why I mean, Pete's more, he thinks it'd be about 70-30 past the run.
Nah.
I'm more
67-33, something like that.
So I'm more closer to 50-50. Because as an offensive lineman, what the run game allows you to do, it allows you to be physical and wear on those guys. So you get in the mid third quarter, fourth quarter, and you just pound them. And you pound them. And that's when you start getting the bigger plays and the bigger runs.
Would you rather have pound on a guy or have a 75-yard touchdown throw?
Well, I mean, I want to score. So how are we?
Right.
No, I'm not. Listen, I'm just saying the mentality of when you want to impose your will. And that's why
You impose your will after you throw three of those 75-yard touchdowns.
I still think.
Right.
I still think to get when you're
21 zip. Let's go.
Throw to score, run to win.
Run to win. When you're in the playoffs, the teams that have success in the playoffs are teams that can run the ball.
With the lead.
I mean, historically, you have to have a great quarterback to get there. Now, there's anomalies, and Pete and I will agree on this point. But even with great quarterbacks, those teams, for the most part, can run the ball.
When they have to.
And you have to be able to run the ball.
Yeah, you don't run to score. You run when you have to. And by that, I mean, if you got a 21-7 lead in the fourth quarter, run the damn ball and be able to run the ball.
And
what you're talking about.
Yeah, but the way you do that is you have to have the mentality, even if it's not going great in the first half or the first quarter or any point, you keep at it. And you look at the Seattle Seahawks. Go watch a Seahawks game. Sometimes at the beginning of those games, Marshawn Lynch isn't going anywhere, and they just stick at it.
Yeah, but they're also still in the game because they have a great defense.
No, I agree. You have to have a great defense to have that mentality.
If you're down 14-21, you can't do that.
You can't do that. No. That's why football is the greatest team sport. It's a team game.
Which is why wins should never be a stat for a quarterback.
No.
As great as Aaron Rodgers is, his stat, as great as Marino was, as great as Elway was, their stats should never be considered wins and losses. It's a team game.
I mean, Dan Marino, just pure quarterbacks, not many ever played this game and could sling it like him. They couldn't win when it mattered most is because they couldn't play defense. And because they couldn't play defense, they never had a consistent running game, so it was always on Dan's back to sling it around.
And he made those receivers look good, and they weren't great players.
Yeah.
Marino was special. If Marino had played today, oh, my God. In today's rules and the way the game is, and he would have been unreal.
You go back to John Elway, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. He won Super Bowls when they started playing good defense and could run the ball.
Correct.
And so it's such a team game. And so with this, everyone says, well, in the preseason, this offensive line didn't run the ball well. They struggled, which I'm not going to disagree with. The run games stats are not very good. Let's see what happens when you have four quarters and you're pounding on them and you're pounding on them and you're pounding on them. And that right side with that size is pounding on you and pounding on you and pounding on you. And you start running it and you're hitting those mid over the middle passes, you know, and hitting them long a little bit and you soften and you pound them. Let's see what it's like in the third and fourth quarter. Let's see what they can do.
I think Yeldon's going to have a good year. Big time year.
Let's hold that thought and get to the rookie out of Alabama when we come back. Follow the Jags to London. They'll face the Bills at Wembley October 25th. Great packages available direct from the NFL, including exclusive parties, access to VIP areas. Baselli's probably at both. Flights, hotels, and more. Visit NFLonlocation.com or call 866-890-1799 for more information. We'll talk about the running backs and maybe some pass rush talk coming up, too. It's Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HenneyAutos.com studio. Jaguars Monday continues right now.
JP Shadrick, Tony Boselli, Pete Prisco, Jaguars Monday rolls along. We'll open up the phone lines in hour two, 355-NFL1, 355-6351. Your thoughts about the Jags heading into week one of the regular season. We promised running back talk, a little pass rush talk, to start with the we're on the run game. Yeldon started the third game of the preseason. Yeldon's going to start, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're all going to play, but Yeldon's going to start.
Yeldon's the guy.
Yeah.
You got to have a guy. I mean, think about that. You have to – you look at this league, you gotta, and I
it'll
know,
be running back by committee early.
But you have to have the guy who you
it'll
want.
Be, I think it'll be running back by committee early. And
but
the
there's
hot hand,
a guy.
And the hot hand will take the job, which I think will be Yeldon.
Okay. Who's going to run out there first?
Yeldon.
Okay. So he's the starter.
But
he's
I'm saying I wouldn't be surprised at the end of week one, Yeldon has, you know, 12 carries. Denard has 10 carries. Toby has.
I bet you Yeldon has 17.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's going to
be. If he breaks off a couple, you can't take him out.
No, but it's going to be the hot hand. But what if, you know, Denard gets in there and he's running well? You're going to take him out?
Right, same thing.
I think, I like spotting guys in, but I still think you need to have a guy.
I do too. And I think Yeldon will end up being that guy. But remember, he had 10 touches the entire preseason. So, I mean, is he physically ready to take be the bell cow where he takes 20 to 25 carries? I don't think so.
There aren't a lot of guys that take 20 to 25 carries anymore either.
Well, the good ones do. The great ones do.
If you take 20 carries, you're carrying 320 times.
Yeah. You look at the great backs, but that's what they do.
Look at the numbers of those runners. Look at, like, Jamar Charles last year. He didn't carry 300 times. I don't think he carried 300 times last year.
He was hurt for a couple of games, too. If you average his carries per game that
he
played,
look it up. I don't think
guarantee
he
you he got 20.
I don't think he
guaranteed.
I don't think last year he got to 20 because I know his yardage numbers.
Because he missed a number of games.
He only missed a couple games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the ankle.
Look and see, JP, because he's.
Yeah, I've got it. Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Look it up on that internet. Whoop, boop, boop, boop. Look how fast that is.
What? High speed.
Isn't that what we have a producer, Joe, to do?
Yeah. Come on, Joe.
Look at his computer. Still hasn't logged on yet.
Anyway, we'll get to that coming up.
But, yeah, I think he's got to be the guy, and I think he can be the guy, and he should be the guy. And I like Denard Robinson. You spot him in there, and then on short yardage, you bring Toby in.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I agree. I mean, he's going to – but I think everyone has to cool their jets a little bit. From the standpoint of not that he's not talented and can't do it, he had 10 carries in the whole preseason. He's a rookie. It'd be one thing if he was a second, third, fourth-year guy.
Who are you asking about?
Jamal Charles.
206 carries.
And how many games did he play?
I don't know. Good question. Hang on. I'll get back to you.
How many did DeMarco Murray have?
Well, now you're talking about they beat the guy to death.
How many did Arian Foster have when
he was
healthy?
They beat the guy to death. That's not wise either. I mean, I could see giving a guy 300 carries.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Not 380.
Well, 20 is 320 carries a game for the year. 20 a game is 320.
Right.
Yeah. I think that.
You said 20 to 25.
They got him in 15 games last year.
Yeah. See?
I got 15 games, 206 attempts. In 13, 15 games, 259. That's his highest.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
No, hang on. No, it isn't. 212, 285.
Thank you.
It's not 300.
It's close.
It's not 300.
It's not 300.
Not anymore. Guys don't get that many carries anymore.
Adrian Peterson will AP have over,
does.
He'll have over 300.
Yeah.
And he could probably play another 10 years with his body.
He thinks he's going to.
He's amazing.
Because he told me 30 is the new 22. I said, I don't think so, Adrian. Nice try, though.
He's amazing. If anyone can do it, he can do it.
But I don't think he will.
He's a freak of nature.
He also got the off year last year, too.
That's what I'm
saying. Doesn't count. So he's 30, but he really only 29.
But this team has to – I mean, listen, T.J. Yeldon has to have a big year for this team to be successful.
Big year as in – numbers. Give me the numbers.
I think he need. I'd like to
1,200?
See. 1,200? Yeah, between. If he can rush between anywhere between 1,000 and 1,300 yards.
Yeah. I think he's
as
gonna
a rookie,
I think he's going to get about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think he gets 1,200. 1,200 yards is a game. That's not that much.
Well, haven't had 1,200 here in a while.
Well, haven't been very good either.
Yeah.
JP, I don't know if you know this. We won 7 games the last 2 years.
So yeah, I was here. We're trying for all of them. Yes.
We're not trying to use those as the benchmark.
I'm just saying.
So yeah, I think he gets to 1,200. That's my prediction. Bold prediction. In fact,
if he gets there to 1,200, this team will win a lot of games.
I made him my offensive rookie of the year.
When I say a lot, I mean it's going to be a
good
year.
How about that? I picked him as my offensive rookie of the year.
If he's at 1,200, what do Denard and Toby have?
300 and
300 and 150, 200, yeah.
And
Toby's
Denard probably
third
has
down, short yardage
35
guy.
Catches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think TJ's going to be good out of the backfield, too. You watch him catch the ball. Yeah, he's very soft hands, very natural catcher of the ball.
See, to me, I think the backfield's fine. I think the line will end up being pretty good run blocking. What about the receivers? Robinson, yeah, good player. Doesn't take the top off. Hearns, the inconsistency in the preseason. Who's the third receiver? If Marquise Lee isn't playing.
Rashad Green.
Who
right
I think,
now.
Who I think is a
really
good,
good.
I think he's a good little slot receiver.
Like, really good.
Yeah. So, but still, no speed.
You know who Rashad Green could be and remind me of? The way he runs route.
Keenan?
Yep. Over the middle of the field, catches the ball.
Yeah. A lot like Keenan. Not as big, not as tall as Keenan.
But very.
What is he listed at, Rashad Green? 6 foot?
Not much, yeah.
Because Keenan was about 6'1", wasn't he?
If you asked him, he was 6'4".
And he also was a 4'3 guy.
Yeah,
and he was 1-1A.
In reality, he was like 6 foot, 180, 5'3".
Boy, but he could run routes.
5'11 for Green.
Yeah, and Keenan was about 6 foot. But
if you asked Keenan to run a 40, he was probably 4'7". And then on Sunday, he probably ran 4'4". In all seriousness, he played faster than he ever ran.
And the best thing about Keenan was that you never knew when he was coming out of his – he was so good at not showing when he was breaking. So guys would – I mean, he ran great.
And you
guys ran post-corner routes a lot with him because he was so good at it, remember?
Yeah, and you watch Rashad Green run routes
in
this preseason. Really impressive for a young receiver.
So if Lee can't play, he's the third receiver this week.
Absolutely.
That's a good group.
A young
group,
though.
No fast, not fast.
Young group.
And not fast.
And a young. That's what you always worry about, young.
I worry about speed. That always worries me. You don't have any. That's a concern. But you really want to talk about receivers? Go to the other side of the field.
I was about to say, Carolina doesn't have much to work with either.
Dwayne Funches.
Come on now.
Devin Funches.
Devin Funches.
He's banged up too.
But they say he's in play, though.
Right. But think about this. Even with Benjamin and Funches on the field, they don't have anybody who can run either.
Big guys, though.
Big guys.
Yeah, but they don't. I thought Funches should be a tight end too.
Is this finally the year there's a 1,000-yard receiver with the Jags?
Yes. Because you have the quarterback.
Jimmy Smith was the last one.
It might be Julius Thomas, but you have a quarterback.
Yeah, there should be.
So it might be Julius.
Yeah, Julius. It could be somebody.
Me, personally, if I would have – if all things being
probably
equal,
not with Julius.
Marquise would have been my pick if he had stayed healthy and played on the field, but he hadn't been around. Can't pick him.
Allen Robinson will have 1,000 yards.
Yeah, I agree. How many catches? 60?
No, I think 75 catches.
75?
Yeah.
75 for what, 1,100?
Yep.
Wow.
I think he probably has 8 touchdowns.
So what is Bortles going to throw for?
I think Bortles throws for 3,700 yards.
And how many touchdowns? Does he break that old franchise record?
I think he has 31 touchdowns.
That's a new franchise record by a long way.
That's not just going past it. That's just killing it.
31.
So he's going to have 3,735 touchdowns and 31 touchdowns?
Yeah.
If he has 3,731 touchdowns and Yeldon rushes for 1,200 and Robinson has 75, and they're in the playoffs. You realize that?
Hey, I'm just telling you.
So you think they're going to be in the playoffs?
You're calling.
I never said that.
Make the call.
Let's go.
Make the money. It's Monday before the opener. Make the call.
This is the time to do it.
Are they in the postseason? Yes or no?
By the end of the show, I'll make a call.
All right.
54 minutes remaining.
And then I'll tell you, I played out the entire season with scores, and I'll tell you what their record is.
Oh, yeah. While we're talking about statistics, let's go to the defensive side. Pass rush.
Ben,
what are your thoughts?
That worries me.
No Sendarek this week, no Andre Branch.
Okay, so the team comes out, first defensive series. Who lines up on this front?
Sounds like Alu-Alu.
Audric.
Audric. Roy.
Who took the preseason off, Audric. Roy.
Roy, and I think it's
Chris Smith.
Really, he's going to be the starter?
It sounds like it, yeah.
And Clemens will come in as a spot.
Clemens and Davis will come in and then come in on passing downs with the lightning pack.
Well, who's the other... Who's the other big body guy that plays? Because it got to be another
Avery Jones is a nose tackle. Yeah.
Does it concern anyone of Chris Smith on first and second down against the run? He's not the biggest guy.
Neither's Clemens though.
Clemens is longer though. He can leverage you.
He's kind of skinny though.
No, but he can leverage you like Branch does. Length can make it difficult for a tackle if you play with good leverage. You can use those long arms. You can leverage a guy.
Well, left tackle isn't exactly a great spot for the Carolina Panthers, by the way.
I haven't even looked at the board. I haven't even watched the tape yet.
The blind side.
Oh, yeah, Michael Orr. Mm.
He has not played a good left tackle.
They have problems on the offensive line.
How long has he been in the league? He's been in the league forever now. That's a long time.
Not that long.
7 years, probably.
Yeah.
Seven seems longer than that.
But and you look at you know, that's his concern. The Leo spot's a major concern.
It is.
Linebacker, they'll be okay.
Telvin's going to have a great year. That's my other prediction.
Yeah.
Great year.
I think he's going to be good, too.
I mean, I think he's going to have a great year.
He was on my I think he was on my all breakout team. Yeah. I have guys all next gen team is what I call
it. Talvin Smith is going to create havoc, and he's going to have to. He's going to have to blitz and rush the passer and hit the quarterback.
By the way, Bortles was the quarterback on that team.
Yeah, I think it's a great call. I think Blake's going to have a good year.
I think Blake's going to be. I don't think he's going to be where Frangie's putting him at, but I think he's going to be really good.
You tell me, what are Blake's numbers at the end of the year?
What'd you have, Matt? 3,700?
Yeah, 31 touchdowns.
I don't think he's getting
it. How many picks? How many picks?
15 picks.
I say 26 and 13 picks. And 3,500. So I'm in the ballpark, but I don't think he's 31's a big number.
That's a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah. Not a lot of guys throw 31.
He does.
So he went from what he did last year to 31. Like there's no in between.
It's Blake Bortles, man.
You got pom poms over there? You gonna wave them too?
Maybe. I look good in a skirt.
Am I wrong though? If he goes 37, 31,
that's a big year, man.
And Yeldon goes for 1,300, and he
is he going? I didn't say he was going to go for 1,300.
Are they
going to
play a lot of shootouts? 35, 32.
If he has Bocelli numbers, is he in Hawaii? Pro Bowl?
No.
Is that Pro Bowl numbers? Are they?
Oh, no. They're close to Pro Bowl numbers.
Not with the AFC quarterbacks. Who's going to go home? Tom. Peyton?
He'll be in the Super Bowl, Andrew? So he won't play.
He's not going to be voted in.
No. If he goes 4,035 and 13, then he's in.
I didn't say he's going 4,000.
Well, you might as well go there.
It's a 300-yard game away. Might as well.
That's not true. 4, yeah, if they played 17 games, it'd be 300-yard JP.
Over 16
you know what
games.
I think he's going to get? He's going to get a lot of stats like the year Brunell threw for 4,000. Was it 96 that Brunell threw for? Remember, you guys were always behind, throwing a lot of
slinging it.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a lot of numbers like that. You know, like he'll end up with, look down at 320, and they lose 37-27 or something like that. Because I just don't think the defense is that good. That's me. I don't see that defense being that good. Now, it could change when they can take the field and play for real.
Well, here's the reality on defense. Typically, good defenses and great defenses have disruptive guys. They have about at least two disruptive guys on that side of the ball.
Right.
Maybe even more than that. Great ones have more than that. This team does not have in my opinion, has one disruptive player on defense, and that's Telvin Smith.
And he's a disruptor, but he's not rush the passer disruptor.
No.
He's not blowing up offensive linemen.
It's a Derrick Brooks disruptor. Right. But Derrick Brooks had Warren Sapp, who could rush the pass.
And John Lynch in the back half, who's knocking you out. Ronnie Barlow playing corner. And Simeon Rice rushing the passer. Right. I mean, you had five guys that when you turn on the tape, it was like, okay, I better know where Simeon is. I better know where Sapp is. I got to account for Derrick Brooks. I got to make sure John Lynch, because back then you could hit receivers, actually, because we can't run across the middle because he's going to kill one of our guys. And you got Ronnie Barber playing a great cover two corner.
Who are the five on the Seattle defense?
Oh, you have Richard Sherman, you have Cam Chancellor, you have Earl Thomas, Bennett, you have Bobby Wagner.
And Bennett.
And Bennett
and Averill.
In third down situations, Bennett and Averill.
Right. So you got six or five or six.
Yeah, in that secondary, you have three.
Right.
Well, so if you have
two until we see if Chancellor shows up.
But you have three guys in the secondary, all of a sudden that pass rush gets a lot better.
Right.
Because the quarterback has to hold the ball.
Right.
And you have Bobby Wagner, no one knows his name out here. And very many people don't, most fans don't know who Bobby Wagner is. One of the best inside backers in the league.
At the end of last year, I thought he was playing better than all of them.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player.
That's the key to their defense.
And so you go, and I'm not making any, so you look at our front four.
No,
Roy Miller is a really good nose guard. But he's a great, he takes up gaps. He can't double them. He keeps size off backers. He'll make a couple plays in the middle if you try to run between the guards. Very good player. He's not, you're not game planning Roy Miller. Because typically the only guys you really game plan in the on the front four are the pass rushers. You know you have to block them in the run. You have to account for them. But your game, you know.
You're not putting an extra guy over there.
Tyson, you're not. Tyson, Tris Sims, Audric, none of those guys.
If you go back to the Super Bowl.
Like Puz is a good middle linebacker. But he's not a guy who's going to fly around, disrupt you, and make everything screw everything up for you.
Let's count back to Super Bowl. And okay, we did the Seahawks. Last year, New England.
Darrell Revis.
One.
McCourty.
Jamie Collins.
Jamie Collins.
Hightower played really well last year.
Yeah, but
played at a Pro Bowl level last year. And Chandler Jones.
And Chandler Jones, their guy. You two guys who rushed the pass.
So we're doing this.
And guess what? Yeah. Then in the run game, what Roy is, Roy's like Vince Wilfork in the run game. Makes it difficult in the middle of the run the ball.
Green Bay.
Back when they won the Super Bowl?
How about even like now? Well, Clay Matthews.
Yeah, I don't know their team.
Peppers.
Yeah, he's old.
He played pretty good last year.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Hey, they take Peppers at right end here. I'll tell you that right
now. Yeah, right now. We take him right now. I don't know that defense. I don't know the NFC rosters as well.
It's not a great defense either. It really isn't. But well,
yeah,
but like HaHa Clinton Dix is a second-year safety who I think is going to be a really good player. He'll be one of those guys.
Bama guy.
And I don't think Green Bay is going to be as good as everyone else says.
Oh, I do. I think they're winning it all.
Yeah, I don't.
Who are you picking?
Sounds like the Jaguars.
No, I'm not picking the Jaguars. As much as I'd like to, if the Steelers can get healthy,
I think Steelers
I like
good.
The Steelers in the AFC. And in the NFC.
You're going to go Seattle. I think they're going to fall back a little bit.
Well, their offensive line is so bad.
Really bad.
I'm going to pick the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
I picked Green Bay and New England. I went chalk.
Yeah,
I wouldn't surprise. It's funny you say that.
Be really good.
You had Pittsburgh and Dallas.
Yeah.
I had Green Bay beating Dallas, and I have New England beating Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think Dallas is going to be good.
I think Pittsburgh's winning Thursday night.
Listen, you might and it's a – I'm not even sure the guy should be playing in the league, what Greg Hardy did. I know he got off, but he did it. I mean, he got convicted. He went on appeal because the girl disappeared and stopped showing up. But the guy can rush. He's a great football player.
And the kid from Nebraska can rush the passer.
Yeah, but now neither of them might be on the field by the end of the year, so you have to keep them mentally.
And DeMarcus Lawrence can rush the passer, and Tyrone Crawford can rush the passer.
And guess what? I don't care who's running the ball back there with that offensive line. Right. You're going to rush well. You got Dez Bryant. You got
Terrence.
Whatever his name is, the other guy.
What's his name? I'm brain fart.
And Jason Witten.
I got Terrence Edwards on him.
And Jason Witten can still play tight end. I mean,
Witten's good. Yeah. The line's good. Defensively,
got a
the secondary is a little suspect.
I got
but
a quarterback.
They can rush the passer like that. They're going to be in game. They're going to be doing okay.
And with Rod Marinelli as your coordinator, they're going to play.
Terrence Newman.
Not right. Williams.
Terrence Williams, the receiver. And Rod Marinelli's going to play that cover too. Basically, and if you can rush the passer playing cover two, it makes it life miserable for an offense.
It's a good team. It's a good team.
But I like Dallas.
I'll take Rodgers. Wow. Take Rodgers and Brady. When in doubt, you go Rodgers Brady. Can't be hurt by that. Pittsburgh wins Thursday night though.
Oh, how about that? Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think so. With no Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. I think Roethlisberger's going to go nuts. I worry about the New England secondary.
Yeah, well, no Le'Veon Bell's a problem.
We'll come back in a moment and get your guesses for the Jaguars' result this season. You promised those earlier. We'll get to that coming up. A little bit left on Jaguars Monday. Pete Prisco, Tony Boselli, J.P. Shadrick. This is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HenneyAutos.com studio. Jaguars Monday continues right now.
Enjoy an amazing field view and air-conditioned comfort from the all-new Private Terrace Suite Chalets. Great for entertaining clients and business partners. The all-inclusive experience includes premium parking, food and beverage, full bar, and more. Visit the Jaguars Black section of Jaguars.com or call 633-2000 for more information. Jaguars Monday continues. Pete Prisco, Tony Boselli, J.P. Shadrick.
J.P.,
those sun chips smell awesome.
Oh, good, too. I just noticed.
It's not oniony.
You're rocking the vest tonight.
Yeah, a little vest. New vest.
Oh, you missed the pregame. Yeah. You weren't, because as usual, you were racing in here 2 minutes before the show. But
I just woke up.
JP, when Loggeman was here, he was actually asking us,
yeah,
what do you guys think about me in this vest?
It's the first time I've ever worn the vest. I'm not a vest guy.
I'll say this.
But don't you think it's strange he asked a bunch of guys that?
Yeah, I was curious. You know, I don't know. I'm not a vest guy.
You're a little bit like Mr. Rogers.
In what way? What do you mean by that?
It's Mr. Rogers used to wear like a vest.
He had cardigans. He didn't have vests.
No, but I don't understand the vest. What look are you going for?
I'm trying to stay warm. I was cold. It's air conditioned in this room.
I know you guys are different. T-shirts.
You know, different blood. You're old blood.
This is JP Shadrick.
What are you doing?
This is old. We're old blood. No, we're Italian blood.
Yeah, that's probably it.
But that, I mean, I'm not sure about the vest.
It was a gift. I don't know.
No, it's a gift from who?
It was from the office. Here.
Yeah.
Start of the year thing. Yeah. But I was cold. I didn't have a long sleeve.
I never know when I'd wear the vest.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't wear the vest.
Like, I don't know what you wear the vest with.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked, and you got all on me for asking.
You wouldn't wear the vest with a dress shirt, first and foremost.
Which is what I'm doing right now.
Now, you might wear it with the shirt you wear underneath your T-shirt sometimes?
Right.
Like, you might wear it under that.
Like a nice T-shirt? Like a dress T-shirt?
Like an undershirt?
Sleeves, yeah. Like a long sleeve. Like a long sleeve Under Armour shirt or something like that.
Oh, okay.
The dress shirt vest look?
I don't know what you're going for. That's what I can't figure out.
I'm not going for anything. I'm going for warmth.
Okay. Right. Let's move
then
on.
Why did you ask us how it looked then?
I was just curious. Because I've never worn it. It was literally the first time I put it on. Do I look all like right. an idiot or not? That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah.
Thanks.
Well, no, it's not that bad, actually.
You look like an idiot.
It's just because on top of that shirt, it's bad, right?
You look like an idiot most days.
Looks good on you. Great. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks.
All right. What are we talking about?
We want to get your picks for the Jaguars result this year. You promised them earlier.
Pete goes first.
I played out the season. I got him 6-10.
6-10.
Yeah. Second in the division. Because I think the Texans are going to be worse than people think they are.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I think the Titans are the worst.
You know, everyone says how great that defense was last year. Look at the numbers.
Wasn't that good?
No.
Wasn't that good? And yeah, they got J.J. Watt. Clowney's a question mark. Wilfork will play 12 to 13 plays.
Yep.
The other pass rushers are just average. The linebackers are so-so. Kareem Jackson's pretty good at the corner. Joseph's solid.
Yeah.
And the safeties are just okay. So it ain't that great.
6-10, though. That's it.
That's it?
No, I'm just
pull up the schedule. Pull up the schedule so Pete can go through where
I'll
they get
their
wins.
They win. Yeah. I'll tell you who they won. Who they beat.
We'll go one at a time.
I did say that. They got them winning at beat Buffalo in London. I know that much.
We'll go one at a time.
And you tell
right
me.
Right here. I'll read them.
Here, let me read them. I'll read them out. Let me do something on the show.
And you say win or lose, too, because this will give you your record.
Yeah, you go first.
All right.
Okay, week one, Carolina.
Win.
Week two, Miami at home.
Win.
We're 2-0 both.
2-0. Week three, hang on, I got to mark them down so I don't forget. So, W. All right, week
L.
three at New England.
L.
Tony?
L.
Okay. Week four at Indy.
L.
Tony?
L.
Really?
Yeah.
Week five at Tampa.
Win.
Okay, you're equal right now. Houston at home.
Win.
In London against Buffalo.
Win.
Really?
So, Pete, you have them 5-2 at that point and going 1?
So do you.
I know, but he has
I think that's the way it is. I'll tell you if it does.
Bye week.
Win.
at the New York
For
Jets.
For all of us.
Loss.
Win.
They're losing at the Jets.
Yeah. Win.
You got to win
it.
It's
on the road,
man.
It's the road in the NFL.
I don't care. Out of the bye, winning.
At Baltimore.
Loss.
Okay.
Although, I don't think Baltimore's going to be as good this year.
Thursday night at home against Tennessee.
Win.
That's the only other win I gave him, I think.
San Diego at home.
Win.
Okay.
Pete loss.
Pom-poms.
Tony win.
Yeah.
At Tennessee.
Win.
Loss. Are they going to sweep Tennessee?
Yes.
Okay.
Indy at home.
Loss.
No, you know what? I'll put a loss at Tennessee because I think they split with Indy. I did that.
So, Indy at home, they're going to win for you, Tony.
Yeah.
Pete.
Loss.
How many wins do I have so far?
Let's count them up.
You're going to have them in the postseason.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wins.
Okay, keep
and
going.
With 3 weeks to go.
You're out of your mind.
Atlanta at home.
Win.
I got to go back and look, but I had them beating Atlanta, but I had them losing somewhere else.
So go back and get on this one.
Win I'll or loss. A win on that one.
Go back and put a loss at San Diego because I had this figured out. I can't remember what I did. A loss at San Diego, yeah.
Okay. At New Orleans.
Loss.
New Orleans aren't what they used to be. At Houston.
Loss.
Tony.
Loss.
Okay. Tony Boselli has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wins.
Yeah, 9-7. So I got him.
9-7.
Possibly the last wild card spot.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wins for Pete.
Because I had him at 6.
That's incorrect.
Idea.
All right. So 6.
I'm going to look.
So 9-7.
Yeah.
Almost had him 10.
I think San Diego. Yeah, it's gonna be close. San Diego will be close.
What are you talking about? Close with San Diego?
You think they're gonna be very good this year?
Yeah, they'll be better than Jacksonville. Yes.
It's a long trip.
They've come here before and won, haven't they?
Yeah, this is a different Jaguar team.
For the life of me, Tony, I can't see what you're seeing there.
Okay, you want me to go over it?
Please.
I think this offensive line can protect. And I think Blake Bortles, if you protect a good quarterback, which I think Blake is not a great quarterback, but I think he's a good quarterback. If you can protect.
By that week, he could be better, though.
Right. And if you can protect, Pete, agree with me, I know you do, then you can expose secondaries in this league with the way the rules are made up to now.
Yes, I'll give you that.
And so since you can block, it's going to give you a chance to move the ball against everybody.
I mean, look, they're going to be good on offense. That's not going to be the problem.
Is it a shoot? It's a shootout game, though, right?
All right,
San Diego's going to get theirs.
Shootout.
All right, I picked them 20-14 this week. I got them winning the second week. Which one did we have debate over?
Atlanta.
No, what's week three?
Week three is at New England.
Loser the next week.
At Indy. At Tampa.
At Tampa, I have
Houston at home.
Wait a second, let me give you Tampa.
Okay. You had them winning that.
Yeah, I haven't beaten them. Then Houston at home, winning.
Win.
Then
Buffalo.
No, I have the Bills winning.
Okay, that's where you're different. All right. So that's
we will
six
not
wins.
Go 0-3 in London.
Guarantees.
Guaranteed. Tyrod Taylor.
So there.
I like my chances.
6-10.
Did you do that before or after Tyrod Taylor was the starting quarterback?
After, but 6-10.
6-10.
9-7.
Wait, 9-7.
Which could end up being 7 or 8 with a break here, beat Buffalo and a couple others. So yeah, they're going to be better. I just think they're going to have to score points because I don't think defense is going to be that good. That's me.
I worry about not being able to rush the passer. I think the secondary is better than it was last year. I just worry about rushing the passer.
That makes the secondary better.
Here's the question for talking about around the league. There's always going to be a couple teams that come out of nowhere. Who are they?
Why can't it be Jacksonville?
Why not the Jags?
Why not the Jags, Joe?
Why not?
Why not? That's our
is that your thing?
That's
that
our
your,
motto.
That's your new motto?
That's
John?
A new motto.
Why not?
Because why not?
You can't rush the passer.
Why not?
Because you can't rush the passer.
Neither can the Colts.
We want more. That's
might
our
have
motto.
Mathis back.
Come on, Pete. He was the speed rusher who used explosion. Was it about the first step explosion? And he had an Achilles.
The Colts have Andrew Luck.
You
going to say this guy's Andrew Luck?
You know as well as I do. If you have an Achilles, you never get that
is
back.
Is he Andrew Luck?
No.
Okay. There you go.
But they went to the AFC title game with no
pass rush.
Do
they have a corner as good as Vontae Davis? No.
No. You know who I think can be, though? Is Aaron Colvin.
Aaron Colvin's going to be good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you look at it, this team could be in the mix in December, which is what they need to be.
That's it. Just be on the graphic.
I think they'll split with all three teams. I mean, they'll sweep Tennessee and they'll split with the other two. I do that. I do believe that.
I have New England as the one
seed.
You're
right there.
Pittsburgh as the 2 seed. Denver is the 3 seed. Indy is the 4 seed. Baltimore is the 5 seed. And Cincinnati with a tiebreaker over Miami is the 6 seed. That's how I have 3 teams from that division. In the NFC, I have Green Bay.
So you have 3 from the East.
Yeah. No. 3 from the North.
Oh,
Pittsburgh,
Cincinnati.
Baltimore, and Cincinnati. Then I got in the NFC, I got Green Bay, 1, Dallas, 2, Arizona, 3. I'm with you on that one. Carolina, 4, just because.
Bad call.
Who are you putting, Atlanta?
Yeah. Or New Orleans. How is Carolina going to score?
I don't know. How are those two teams going to stop anybody?
Well, but Pete, then you're going against everything you believe, and this is a scoring league.
I just played it out. I could have gone easily with Atlanta or New Orleans.
Tony, who'd you say the Jags would sweep in the division?
I thought Tennessee. What'd I put down?
You did not. You had them splitting all three.
Okay.
Division.
They got me to 9-7. I think they're 9-7.
Then I got the surprise. Come on. My surprise wild card team, the Giants. Just because I wanted to be different. I think Eli's going to be better in the second.
So you have Philly not making it.
Yes. And then the Seahawks making it.
Wow. How about that?
Tom is fantastic in this role, I think Eli in the second year of that offense with Beckham,
they're going to be good offensively.
Right.
How do they stop anyone on defense? Yeah.
Again.
JPP.
He's coming back tomorrow.
Yeah, no, he's coming back.
He's coming
Hankins
back.
Is a good player. They have some other good players on that defense. You know, look, they're not going to be great on defense, but nobody is, like you said.
There's not very many great defenses right now.
We'll come back in a moment and start our look around the National Football League. This is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HenneneAutos.com studio. Jaguars Monday continues right now.
We owe first responders a huge debt of gratitude. The Jags opener against the Panthers is dedicated to supporting Jacksonville's first responders. Buy a ticket to the Sunday, September 13th game, and $5 of your ticket purchase will automatically be donated back to Jacksonville's first responders. Get your tickets now at Jaguars.com/groups. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Buscelli, and Pete Prisco. Jaguars.
We're talking fantasy football.
Yeah, a little chat during the break about the FanDuel, which is
FanDuel's the
FanDuel's
sponsor.
A big sponsor.
Yeah, big sponsor. Yeah. Those two, DraftKings. Suppose I read somewhere today.
It's like an arms race to see who can get. I mean, they spend a lot of money.
DraftKings. I think Scott Van Pelt or somebody said DraftKings spent more money in advertising than McDonald's last year.
I hear both of them everywhere. I'm a FanDuel guy because they're a Jaguar guy, so I support FanDuel.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. We play FanDuel. They're a big sponsor of ours and CBS, too. So
I'm trying FanDuel. I'm playing FanDuel for the first time ever.
It's fun, man. I never thought it would be fun. It's fun. It really is.
I'm awful at fantasy. I mean, two different
I can tell by your team.
I read my team. Pete doesn't
no,
like
I like
it.
Your team, but here, you made a good point, though. You said you got to take risks, and you said Sam Bradford. I guarantee you everybody will have Sam Bradford.
Yeah, I think no, because people will take Aaron Rodgers and different people like that.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the tight end is always the toughest one, because here's what happens: everybody picks. There's only a certain amount of tight ends who catch a lot of passes,
right.
And then you'll look and you'll say, "Okay, I got a good tight end," and somebody will play an obscure like Larry. Remember Danelle?
Like 3 weeks in a row, it's killing yeah, it.
Right. So it's fun, but it's frustrating because you look at the end of the day. You got to remember, though, you're in there with thousands of people, so somebody's going to play a bunch of different teams in a bunch of different lineups, so you're going to have the weird guy. You know what I mean? Like this obscure.
It's amazing where, I mean, it's 1 week. I mean.
Are you in any regular fantasy leagues?
Yeah, too.
Yeah, I am, too.
And I'm terrible.
I don't like my teams at all. We got one that's been going on for, like, the draft has been going on for three. There's 24 teams. It's been going on for, like, 3 days.
24 teams in one league?
Yeah.
How do you have any players?
It's hard. Like my team. I'm in four rounds in, and I don't like my team. I got Flacco. I panicked. I needed a quarterback. I drafted Russell Wilson in one of my fantasy leagues.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, and I tweeted it out.
That goes against everything you believe.
Yeah. Everybody goes, oh, you're a hypocrite. You'll take him if you need to win the fantasy league. But
you're like,
yeah,
if it's good for me, it's good for me.
Exactly.
I have my last draft tomorrow night. We have a draft. So.
Who you take?
Draft Eddie Royal if you get him late to get a chance.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to catch a boatload of balls in Chicago.
What pick do you have, Tony?
Six or seven.
See, I've been the swing, the end. So everybody's gone
snake,
by
yeah.
the time I
yeah.
Everybody thinks the snake is a good pick. You're not getting one of the top. If you're in a 24-man league, you're not getting anybody, right? You're 24.
You're
that means 22 12th. Guys
yeah.
are gone.
Oh, you're picking 24. Yeah.
I've never heard of a 24-man
yeah.
league.
That's unbelievable.
That's a big league.
Are you picking defensive guys, too?
No.
Jeez. There are leagues like that, though,
yeah.
I think. Well, you pick defensive players, too. Good
what about the big
that.
Leagues in Vegas where they put in, like, 20 grand and have the big leagues?
20 grand?
Yeah. They're out there.
Holy cow. That's a lot of money. I'll tell you what. Fantasy is taking over when it comes to – I mean, it's basically gambling, isn't it?
It's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is.
But it's skill is what they say.
Which,
right?
Okay, and I'm going to give you this. I'm in a contest, a Super Bowl contest in Vegas. You pick five games against the spread. I'm picking those games. I'm not necessarily betting those games, so that's kind of a skill contest too, right? That's the next Wild Wild West that's going to open up.
Isn't one of the NBA is pro gambling?
Very
yeah,
much
their
so.
Commissioner Adam Silver is right. pro gambling.
And you know what? In about a year or two, the NFL will be too. They will be.
It's well, it's legal in the UK, right? They have
yeah.
betting places at the stadiums.
At the stadiums.
Well, it's legal here, too, just in Vegas.
Right. And, yeah, that's it. And, you know, off the boat or something.
Right.
Go off a boat and do it. But, yeah. Cool. But, look, FanDuel and DraftKings, one of them is going to go away, though. Don't you think? Or do you think it'll
they
be McDonald's
combine,
or Burger
maybe.
King?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people playing it.
But none of them are making any money yet. Neither one of them are profitable yet.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Well, it might be like in the satellite radio where you had XM and Sirius, and finally Sirius just bought XM. It's,
right.
You know,
right.
One company.
That's what I think that's what happens eventually. But it's good. It's it. Look, the more that's why the NFL's king. That's why the NFL's king. People every Sunday they get up there. Who you? I'm in a room with guys. We have all the TVs on, and they don't even watch the line play. All they care about is who scored the touchdowns.
The reason the NFL is the number one sport in America. One, it's the best game. We're biased.
Right.
I mean, we love the game.
Right.
But the reason it's so popular is because, like, you can be a Jaguar fan and rooting hard for your team. But you want to watch the other 15 games going on because you have an interest with your fantasy team. And so you're diehard Jaguars, but you're paying attention to the rest of the league. And you can't wait to get home for the Sunday night game. You're watching Monday night. Heck, if it's a 1 o'clock game, you're going to the tailgate and turning on the TV at the tailgate right. for the 4 o'clock game.
Right.
Because you want to watch your other guys that you have a vested interest in.
And when you come in the stadium here, JP, the games are on, right, on the big on the board?
They do fantasy updates. Yeah. Everything.
Don't they have the red zone? The red zone is on one of the screens, sure.
Yep. I mean, red zone was basically created for fantasy.
Right.
And if I remember, Vandalville is what the North Deck is called now. I think after the games, they show the 4 o'clock games on the board. It's open a couple hours after the game.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That really is. Do you play fantasy?
No, I'm not in one this year.
No? What's the matter with you?
He doesn't have any friends.
I got zero friends. Zero. That's what it is. Let's go around the national. It's because of my vest. Let's go around the national.
That might have something to do with it, by the way.
Jets quarterback Geno Smith said he will not press charges against IK and Impali, the linebacker who punched him in the face. And Impali was signed to the Bills practice squad, by the way. Geno took part in positional drills.
Is he going to pay him back, though?
$600, right?
Should he charge? He shouldn't charge him. It's a locker room fight.
Handled internally?
Tony,
kind of thing?
If there were locker room fights, charges made when you were playing, how many guys would have been charged? A lot.
I'll say this. I don't think he should be charged.
Either. I don't either.
Now, in the real world, you go to jail.
Right. It's not the real world.
The NFL locker room is not the real world, which bothered a lot. That's why a lot of people were bothered by when the whole Richie Incognito thing came out.
Right.
And the bullying and everything else, and everyone's saying that's an safe work environment, all this stuff. And anyone who's been in a locker room is like, listen, this isn't a work environment. This is different. This is a locker room.
If I could throw out a scroll of every nasty thing ever said to me when I was in a locker room, you'd be surprised.
And agree or disagree, but that's that's how it is. Right. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
I don't know if I'd be surprised by that, Pete, knowing you.
Yeah, there's been a lot of
nasty. Said some nasty things back, though.
I wasn't going to take it.
I didn't say you should.
No. No, I'll be the first one to tell you. I said I didn't start it, but I would say it right back.
Wouldn't start it, but you'd finish it.
Yep.
Cam Chancellor sitting out with the Seahawks 6 days from the opener. Will he miss a game check?
Hell no.
Looks like it. I was with Pete before, but
he'll show up.
I'll tell you
he'll be there Wednesday.
He's holding those cards and he's bluffing as long as he possibly can.
He'll be there Wednesday. There aren't a lot of other jobs where you make $265,000 for a day's work. That's what he would miss.
I'd be there.
A lot of money.
And they'll waive the fines for him. You know, they supposedly been fined. They'll go, all right, we'll waive the fines. You show up. You're not getting a new contract. He'll be there.
Any credibility to the trade rumors?
Yeah, he'd take a $3 million hit to get rid of him.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Here's the other thing. Everybody always says, who sits out? They always go, Todd Bell did. Al Harris did. That was 25 years. John Gilbert did. It was 20 years ago. It's different money.
Right.
There's a big difference in the money. That's before you. Some of those guys were when you played. There's a big difference in sitting out and missing a game check.
Sean Gilbert did when I did it, when I was playing. I would not have sat out. And I didn't make anywhere near the money these guys make now.
No. No way. He's not sitting out. He'll be there.
I wouldn't sit out.
I will be astounded if he's not there Sunday.
You only get to play so many games.
And you only get to make $265,000 a day.
That's it.
He'll be there.
The Giants finally getting a look at Jason Pierre-Paul. A physical with the team was scheduled today, and reports that his hand is wrapped for protection, no broken bones, and he'll play with a cast. That's reports from Ian Rappaport and Albert Breer today.
Yeah,
well, they got to sign the contract. Has the contract been signed yet?
The franchise tender.
That's what I'm saying. He has to sign it.
He'll play. Look.
Will he have to play with a cast forever?
I don't know about that.
Well, what's he going to do? Grow a new finger?
No, but why? If you have four fingers, why do you need a cast?
It's the index.
Yeah, why do you need a cast?
I don't know. I guess you really don't.
You might need it initially just to that at some point he'll just have, be like a normal hand without a finger.
See, back I'll tell in you the what, day, not having a cast, though, hurts you as a pass rusher, big.
But back in the day, you used to be able to club guys in the side of the head
not
with
anymore.
That cast.
Yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Who would hurt him?
Who was it? Rich Jackson for the Broncos used to do. He had a cast on his hand once years ago, and he clubbed the guy in the head with it. Good pass rusher, too.
We'll come back in a moment, finish our look around the National Football League, and wrap it up. This is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HenneyAutos.com studio. Jaguars Monday continues right now.
Final moments of Jaguars Monday, the final Jaguars Monday before the regular season. The Jaguars and the Panthers.
Can you believe it?
Sunday in week one, 1 o'clock kick here at Everbank.
You know, everybody. I noticed everybody on the radio station 1010 took the day off except for us today.
We're the only pros.
We play through pain. We play through holidays. We play through it all.
We labor through Labor Day.
That's right.
That's what we do.
That's right.
Let's continue our look around the National Football League in Kansas City. Eric Fisher moving from left tackle over to the right side. Donald Stevenson will take over at left tackle after 94 preseason snaps. Fisher had high ankle sprain stuff in the preseason. How about this? Your website.
He can't play left tackle.
Your favorite website, Tony.
Yeah. No.
Oh,
Fisher.
Your favorite website, Pro Football Focus, ranked him 72nd out of 84 eligible tackles last year.
Who, Fisher?
Yeah, and Joko was behind him, I think.
No.
Yeah, I think he was.
No.
On their rankings, I think he was.
Yeah, from what I've seen of Fisher, I haven't watched every game, but he struggled.
He's not good, but Donald Stevenson's been basically a right tackle, and not a good one.
Which tells you how bad the left tackle situation is in Kansas City.
I'll say this, though. That draft, bad. Bad draft. Bad draft. You talk about Fisher.
Who's the best player out of that draft?
Well, there's guys in the back end.
No, in the first round.
Ansa?
No, in the top 10, Ansa's probably the best guy.
Yeah, that's what I'd say, too.
I mean, they took two guards in the first round, Cooper and Warmack, in the first 10 picks. And they're both starting, but they're not great players. Ansa, who is it? Lane Johnson?
Nope.
He's
Star
okay.
Latui.
Lane Johnson's okay. Latui's been hurt. He was hurt last
year. That's
what
I'm saying.
He didn't practice today either.
Yeah. So so it was one Fisher, no good. Joko, not yet. Three was, didn't D. Milner go in the top 10 of that draft? They put him on a?
Fisher, Joko, Deion Jordan, Lane Johnson.
Deion Jordan, is he right. In the league anymore?
No, he's suspended.
Stand by. Ansa, Barcavius Mingo.
No.
To the Browns. Jonathan Cooper, guard.
No.
Cardinals.
Starting, but.
Tavon Austin, Rams.
No.
No.
D. Milner to the Jets.
No.
Chance Warmack to the Titans.
Starting.
Fluker to the Chargers.
Is D. Milner, are you starting?
He's out. They put him on the reserve. Go ahead.
Warmack 10 to the Titans. Fluker 11 to
he's
the Chargers.
Moved inside, by the way.
DJ Hayden to the Raiders.
Starting.
Sheldon Richardson.
Best one in the draft, but you don't know if he's going to play.
He's 13. 14th, Lotulelei to the Panthers.
Been hurt.
Kenny Vaccaro, safety to the Saints.
No good, not very good.
EJ Manuel stinks to the Bills. Jarvis Jones, Steelers.
Haven't done it yet.
No.
Eric Reed, safety, Niners.
Starting, but not great.
Justin Pugh, Giants.
Starter. Got moved inside.
Yes.
Kyle Long, guard,
Bears. Best player in the draft.
I take Ansa before him.
Kyle Long's been the best player so far. Ansa might be the best
Ansa's
player.
Better.
Kyle Long. Keep he's gone to the Pro Bowl twice, Kyle Long. Go ahead.
Tyler Eifert, Bengals tight end.
Been hurt.
Desmond Trufant, corner, Falcons.
Really good player. Really good player. The only good player they have on defense.
Sharif Floyd, defensive
played
tackle.
Played well last
Vikings.
Year. Back end of it's better than the front end of it.
Bjorn Werner.
No.
Colts. Xavier Rhodes, corner,
yes,
Vikings.
Yes, been very good.
Dayton Jones, Packers.
No.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes.
Good. Sylvester Williams, Broncos.
Solid.
Patterson, wide receiver, Vikings.
Hasn't done anything.
Bust.
Ogletree, 30th to the Rams.
Starter, but just okay.
Travis Frederick, center, Cowboys.
Star, Pro Bowl.
Good player.
And Matt Elam, the safety of the Ravens.
No good. So
back
half of the draft, much better than the front half of the draft.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible when you think about it. It
really is.
And if I'm not mistaken, Jacksonville was considering Deion Jordan, Mingo and Ansa.
I think they were all in there.
Yeah. Lucky they didn't get any of them. They would still be looking for more pass rush help.
Cyprian.
Ansa?
I mean, not Ansa, but
Ansa,
the other two.
Ansa's a good player.
Ansa's
now.
Good. I like that. That's who I would have picked.
Of course, Cyprian was the next pick at 33 overall in that draft. Browns offensive line coach Andy Muller suspended indefinitely after an incident over the weekend.
I don't know. That one I don't know.
Freeman came out. Did you see the tweet that Freeman said?
Yeah, it embarrassed the NFL.
It'll embarrass the NFL.
I mean,
and then I read a report that they were speculating that it was.
Well, you know, he was suspended twice for two games when he was with the Ravens.
For what?
For DUI. So I would imagine.
I'm not going to say. Because it's a rumor. I'm not going to say.
Alleged assault is what ESPN is reporting.
What kind of assault? On who?
A female guest at his home. Sources familiar with the situation said Monday. This is Pat McManaman.
Yeah, he works at Cleveland. Pat's a good reporter. I've known him for a long time. He said it was alleged assault.
Against a woman?
Yes.
That's not good.
A guest from Maryland is the report.
He'll never coach again if that's the case.
Well, you know, the father got fired at Michigan for drinking, remember?
Gary Moeller, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it's a problem in the family.
Because the alleged assault was not with a live-in partner or spouse, it's classified as an assault, not domestic assault. So there you go. He was not arrested. So we'll see.
He was not arrested?
That's what it says. When the police arrived, the woman was unsure about pressing charges.
Well, who called them? That's the thing. Who called
them? A woman called Berea police over the weekend. That's all it says.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah, he won't coach again.
Unless it comes out as a complete
misunderstanding. And then there was a rumor that LaCharles Bentley was taking over as the offensive line coach of the Browns. So I sent him a text. I said, are you? He goes, no, I don't know where that came from.
It's a bad situation. You talk about an organization that's just.
Oh, think about it. They're going to play the first week without the general manager because he's suspended.
That's right.
Not that that matters.
Well, if they were texting on the sideline, it might.
Is the first round corner playing yet?
No, Gilbert, bad. That was a bad pick, too. Look, it's a bad team. They're not any good. They got a bad quarterback. I wrote a thing today on my Monday Musings about the five quarterbacks who's starting on next. Think about this. McCown, Hoyer, Fitzpatrick, Tyrod Taylor, and who's the last one? Oh, and Kirk Cousins. They're starting on opening day. And people want to get rid of Jay Cutler in Chicago? Come on. Ain't worse than those five. I tell you that right now.
No.
Those five.
Kirk Cousins is the best of that group, too. He is OP.
Maybe. Do you realize that four of the five, and Fitzpatrick's the only one who's over 50% complete, 60% completion percentage for his career. The other guys are in the 50s.
Well, any of those teams with those quarterbacks?
Hell no.
Be over 500.
Browns? No. Redskins? No. In fact, they're going to battle for the worst teams in the league.
Texans?
No. Buffalo? No, despite what people think.
That defense is pretty good.
So what? And then who's the other one? Tyrod Taylor, McCown, Hoyer, Fitzpatrick, or the Jets? No.
The Jets.
No. So, no. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not competing, period. End of story. Texans should have drafted Bortles.
Let's go to the other end of the spectrum at quarterbacks. Tom Brady won the appeal. He'll play.
Were you surprised by that, that he won?
No, they had no evidence. There was no evidence. I'm a big believer in Roger Goodell. I think he's done a great job for this league, contrary to what most people believe. And he shouldn't be fired because he's making the owners more money. They overstepped their boundaries on this one. It was stupid. It was a dumb thing to do. It was really dumb. And he should play. Look, if you're most fans outside of New England, really didn't care anyways. Unless you're playing him, you want to see Tom Brady play, don't you? You don't want to see him sitting out. If you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, they played in week three. Yep. Did you want to play him or not?
No.
I see. Me, from a fan?
I'm talking about as game planning? No, I don't want to play him.
Well, eventually you got to beat the best.
Okay,
be
great.
The best.
That's fine. Right now where we are, I'll take Garoppolo.
He wants 9 wins. Remember?
He ain't getting 9 wins.
Interesting. Are they going to win? Going to the game on Thursday. Pittsburgh.
I like Pittsburgh this week. I don't know why. I have no rational thinking behind it. There's something about New England that I'm not ready to.
That place is going to be jacked up. Coming off a Super Bowl, Tom Brady being freed from his suspension.
Showing the banner.
It's going to be. I don't think Pittsburgh walks in with no Le'Veon Bell, no Martavis Bryant.
If Le'Veon Bell was there, would you pick the Steelers?
Yes, I'd pick the Steelers.
Really?
Yeah. Because that guy, he changes the game out of the backfield.
I know Pittsburgh doesn't have a great defense, and there's some young players that, like Shazier and guys like that need to step up, but the New England offensive line isn't great either. They don't have a lot of weapons except for Gronkowski. The secondary's
it's the same offensive line they had last year, Pete.
Stork's not going to play. The center's not going to play.
How long is he out for? A
couple weeks, I think.
Let's finish with Jaguars against the Panthers on opening day here at Everbank.
1-0, baby.
You're winning.
Tony's team is going 1-0.
What kind of game are we going to have?
I think the Jaguars win by 10.
I picked them 20. I think I picked it 20-16 or something like that. Close, but they'll win.
Who you got it?
I got 24-14.
Now comes the big question. What if they don't win?
Then you go play the next week.
Okay, Coach Baselli, but you know what? We're going to – next Monday, that phone line will be lit up if they lose. If they win, it isn't going to be lit up. If they lose, it'll be lit up.
Oh, gosh, yeah. They'll be out for blood.
Oh, yeah. It's the way it is. If they win 31-20 and Bortles gets off to his 3,500-yard, 31-touchdown season by throwing for 303, they'll light it up from that standpoint.
Absolutely.
But if it's like a 19-17 game and he throws for 160, you're not going to get lit up.
I don't see how the Panthers score.
Are they playing the Fearsome Foursome or the Purple People Eaters on Sunday?
No, but I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter.
Who's going to make a play for them outside of Cam Newton?
Cam Newton will make the plays. They'll run the ball. That isn't exactly like the greatest defense in the world they're facing on Sunday.
See, I think the defense will be good against the run this year.
Yeah, and by the way, let's throw the preseason out. None of that mattered. None of it.
No, I agree.
Zero. Zippo. On either side, good or bad. Throw it all out. New season, right, Tony? One game at a time.
It is the season. Let's go.
Pete Prisco, Tony Baselli.
Why not, JP?
Why not?
Why not?
We want more. I'm JP Shadrick. This is Jaguars Monday. We'll see you next week on Jaguars Radio.